Tonight's theme is something that's very near and dear to the heart of Philadelphia, and that is the defense, all right? We love defense in the city of Philadelphia. And we've got three former players here. We've got three former players here who epitomize what Philadelphia Eagles defense means.
As a unique, I would say elite group on defense, you got to have playmakers at every position. And I know when we played, we had that. We had playmakers in the secondary, linebacker, and on the D-line. And we didn't have a problem scoring those years, but every time we set foot on the field, we wanted to big up our groups. So, you know, we had a competition out there where, okay, we're going to see who make the most plays, whether it's the D-line, linebackers, or secondary. And I think if you keep that, like you say, competitive edge going within your team, it just keeps everybody trying to do their best. And that's what it's going to take this year, somebody, you know, in each section to make plays.
We were watching the highlights. We walked in the Cowboys game where Lito had all them interceptions. I think I had three sacks in that game. And I was reminding Spags, I remember Lito got, I think it was NFC Player of the Week that week. Yeah. And the reason why I remember it so vividly is because I should have got it. So it's that competitive edge you're talking about, because we pushed each other. Yeah. We pushed each other to be the best. Yes. We pushed each other every game, every week. And I think that's why our defense was so elite, because everybody out there wanted to be that guy to make that play.
Well, we always went to the game like, look, okay, if we don't give up 17 points, if we get a couple turnovers, and we don't allow any type of big plays to happen against us, if we keep it under 17 points, we knew week in and week out we would have a chance to win a game. Because, you know, if a team can't score more than 17 points, then you're not going to be winning many games anyway.
Yeah. So my question to you guys is today's game, today's NFL soft? And if you think it is that good for the game or not good for the game?
Well, I think it's soft. Just simply from the practice schedule demands. When we were in two-a-days, it was literally two-a-days, like 2 3-hour practices with maybe an hour and a half in between each practice. And I think that's what helped develop mental toughness and even that body toughness that you're not going to get without going through it. Every player I know I played with, we dread going to training camp, because that's one time where you, at least I question myself plenty of times, why am I doing this? You know, like literally, why am I doing this? And when you get to those points, I mean, you have to find that special something, why you love the game, to keep pushing you through every year. And a lot of the great players love the game that much that keeps them motivated and driven. And now, you know, when you don't have that, I'm going to question, you know, guys' commitment to the game, you know, moving forward, me personally.
Now, I mean, the way of different tackling these days, you know, using your shoulders, I changed that on my own when I was playing, trust me. Because after the first 2 years, after I'm leading there trying to knock the guy out, I'm like, wait, hold on, this is hurting me.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm like, this is hurting me a little too much. I'm starting getting stingers and all this type of stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get the guy down. I want the football. Let me get the football, get the turnover, and get the ball back to our offense. So my thing is this, like, if it prolongs guys' careers, you have to change some things. But the tackling, the non-tackling in practice, that one, I don't know how you can learn how to tackle in the
game.
Right,
right.
That one, I mean, as a defensive player, I'm like, we are getting blocked full speed all day. I want to at least tackle somebody, you know? Yeah. So let me at least tackle somebody at some point in the day, then you'll make me feel better.
You are.
I'm kind of in between both answers. I don't think, like, when I first came here in 2000, Andy Reid, that was his second year, I guess, or mm-hmm. third year. And we was in training camp for 45 days. You remember that? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was brutal. And the first couple weeks were straight two-a-days. I don't think you need that today, because these guys have been playing football all their life. I think I do agree with these guys that you need some tackling in practice, because that's the only way. It's just like getting in shape for football. You can't get in shape for football. Don't let anybody tell you can get in shape for football going out here running and doing some kind of other training other than playing football. The only way to get in football shape is to play football. So you have to get out there, have training camp, play football, tackle people to the ground, and in order to get yourself ready for a game, you know, a game situation. However, do you need 45 days? No.